This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
This show may contain strong language or adult themes. Listener discretion is advised. There is nothing wrong with your radio. We are controlling transmission. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limit frequency. Good evening, my name is Ricardo.
My name is Sam.
And this is the Outer Limit Frequency, and we would like to dedicate this episode to the memory of Antonio Inoki. We've all heard this tired, fallacious argument before. There is no good new music being made nowadays, which, I mean, just on the face of it, is completely preposterous. And I say this with the authority of somebody who's made it his job to keep his ear to the ground about new music for some time now. In fact, over the past few years especially, I've noticed a bit of a trend when it comes to music from this next generation of artists. A lot of it's really weird, and quite a lot of the good stuff is coming from the UK. So with that Venn diagram of an explanation in mind, tonight's episode is all about the music of young Weird Britannia. We've done our level best to highlight artists that are either under 30 or have been around for less than 10 years, and where possible, both.
Kicking us off tonight is one of the admittedly many reasons for this episode, Black Midi. Taking their name from an obscure Japanese genre of music with which they share no similarities, Black Midi were formed only in 2017 by a group of teenagers in London. Even today, these guys are only in their very early 20s, and the music they're making is far beyond their years. Blending avant-garde with noise rock, post-punk, prog, and math rock, Black Midi has pretty quickly established their own unique sound over their three albums so far. Their most recent album, released in July this year, Hellfire, is probably the one I've enjoyed the most so far, but honestly, all three of these albums are worth a listen if you're into the same sort of stuff that we're into. So from Hellfire, this is Welcome to Hell.
Your emotional grief. Taking the sights, this is shore leave. Don't talk of too long. Unscrew your frown. Enjoy the entertainments of nighttime town. Experience the red rooms, the green tables, the souvenirs. Make memories haunting or favored. The gallant mist of red-blooded chivalry instilled in basic training. By standing in line today, you secure a place among the saints. Go get them, son, now your life begins. To die for your country does not win a war. To kill for your country is what wins a war. Don't tell your name, don't ask for hers. In this land of oysters, you are the world. The painless plainness of military life resumes tomorrow night. If not for you, it would have been cholera, malaria, or some eastern disease. Forget about it, son. A slap is all you need. Seen it all, and worse, much worse, son. The massacres of ages, too many to recall. Limbs rendered birds by the speed they flew off. A soup nothingness that once was your best friend. Motherless children and temptress widows. The wild, the useless, the dead. The untamable. street, lucky I don't shoot on the spot. Our bullets were made for men like you, the impotent idiots God forgot. Tonight you decide which corner takes residence, which room looms forever in your mind. But now you're on your own, we don't need men like you.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I was initially drawn to the band Warm Duscher by their silly name, and don't any of you pretend you've never done the same thing. Luckily, their music is plenty good enough to outlive the curiosity. In case you need slightly more explanation about that band name, Duscher is the German word for shower, making Warm Duscher a derogatory nickname for weak people that shower with warm water. No, doesn't make a ton of sense, but that's just kind of their vibe, I suppose. This troupe of self-described rock and roll filth merchants formed in 2014, and much to their credit, they already have four solid albums under their belts, including At the Hotspot, which was released on April Fool's Day this year, which just had to be intentional. Along the way, they managed to snag the likes of Cool Keith and Iggy Pop to feature on their albums, which is no small feat for such a relatively young outfit. Warm Duscher is the sort of guitar band you want to go clubbing with, even if just to see what carnage they create. From Tainted Lunch, which is my favourite album, this is Warm Duscher with Midnight Dipper.
Midnight dipping with a pocket full of grease and a finger on his trigger.
definitely on the older side of things compared to other talents in this episode. The Struts are a best described as glam rock band formed in Derby in 2012. So by our 10-year rule, they qualify. The reason I'm including them as Weird Young Britannia is because of their style of music. Their glam rock style is so incredibly out of place in this day and age that it helps to make them stand out. Their first two albums, Everybody Wants and Young and Dangerous, would have been right at home releasing, say, 30 years ago. This, I'm sure, can be largely attributed to frontman Luke Spiller and his love of Freddie Mercury, Steven Tyler and Michael Jackson, giving him a godly level of showmanship and flair, among so many other musicians that have left behind the flamboyant style of musicians from the 80s and 90s. Personally, I think the Struts are one of the best bands going today, regardless of age, and if their third album, 2020's Strange Days, is anything to go by, they're just getting better. Their most recent single, released in August this year, certainly isn't bad either. This is Fallen With Me.
Opus Kink are my frontrunners for Best Newcomers of the Year. A few months ago, the Brighton Sextet released their debut EP, Till the Stream Runs Dry. It's a grimy slice of horn-infused crust funk, and it comes highly recommended for fans of Viagra Boys, Grinder Man, and That Handsome Devil. Hey, that's me on all three counts. But honestly, you're better off just listening to it than trying to pin it down. Since I'm definitely going to talk about this band and their EP on one of our end-of-year wrap-up shows, I'm going to give myself a little breathing room by playing my favourite track of theirs so far. It's the B-side from their very first single back in 2019. This is Mosquito.
Suffering with when the flags are falling still, filled up with the armistice of a flower on the windowsill. Why are you finding this one off town of earth? My baby left me, etc. The blue trees are aching through the dirt, but in the morning, when a whistle cuts the still, my friend, the other lover, says he doesn't always will. Mosquito! After the medicine, I scream in all your clothes. Why were you finding that tricky task of light? Know what to leave behind and what the price and flood. And in the evening, when the whistle stills the scene, I'll rise for the spotlessness of the Atlantean dream.
I mentioned the uniqueness of Black Midi, but I do have to admit that there is another band in their same sort of wheelhouse, and that is Black Country New Road. Formed just a year later than Black Midi in 2018, Black Country New Road share many of the same apparent influences and would probably be best described as being in the same sort of genre, if there was one. However, I personally have found them to be more accessible and a little bit bigger. The sound is just a little bit more full, and this is probably due to them having more members. While Black Midi is three, sometimes four, sometimes five people, Black Country is six, sometimes seven, sometimes eight people. So, yeah, having a bigger sound kind of makes sense. There is more going on. None of this really matters, though. Both bands are great at what they do, and both bands are leading the way for a new weird British music scene, which we are 100% here for. Black Country New Road may only have two albums so far, but both are pretty fantastic. So from Ants From Up There, this is Chaos Space Marine, because there was no way I wasn't going to pick this song.
Where you could be keeping honest thoughts of the sea.
Every now and then you hear an artist for the first time and your brain has trouble processing what it just encountered, but in a good way. That feeling of, oh, I didn't know you could make music like that. I felt this way when I first heard Battles and Aphex Twin, Clarence Clarity and Mr. Bungle. But more recently, I felt this way when I heard the song 50-50 by London duo Jockstrap. Jockstrap dabble in electro-damaged art pop, but descriptions don't do them justice. The group's singer Georgia Ellery has actually already appeared on this episode, as she's also the violinist for Black Country New Road. Talk about having your bright futures. Jockstrap has recently released their debut album, I Love You, Jennifer B, and while it's nowhere near as weird as that first song I heard, it's still a really cool record. But this 50-50 stuff, this is something else.
När TikTok gissar ju
Once again, I feel compelled to express my dislike for overly common words being used as band names, because I've been wanting to talk about a band from Leeds called Thank on the show for quite a while, but due to their name and how little information is out there about them, they're especially hard to pin down. What I do know from their two albums so far, Thankology and Thoughtless Cruelty, is that these guys are A, out of their dang minds, and B, absolutely relentless. Think of it as lo-fi slacker rock with its face jammed into the meat grinder of digital hardcore. Or as the band prefers to think of it, yuppie makeout music. Whatever you say, man, it's your show. This is Thank with Good Boy.
My life got so much simpler when I made the wise decision.
I think that maybe aside from the Struts, HMLTD, Himmelted, formerly Happy Meal Limited, would have been the first band on this episode that I actually heard, because despite only releasing an album in 2020, 3 years earlier they released an absolutely incredible song named Satan, Luella and I. It's not often that you hear modern new wave especially done so well, but that's one of the very clear genre influences behind HMLTD alongside new wave's constant companions, post-punk and art rock. The only gripe I have with this band currently is that there isn't much music out from them yet. Two EPs and only one album since their formation in 2015 certainly isn't bad, but I'm being greedy and I want more. Satan, Luella and I may also be their best song, but I'll leave that to you to look up. And instead, we're heading to their EP, Don't Leave Me, and the song, Don't Leave Me, Chapter 1, Despair.
Here's another one for the hard-to-Google files. Famous are most likely the least-known group on tonight's episode, which is definitely some kind of irony. But what Famous is another one of these young bands still in their primordial stages, but they've already shown a lot of promise. The London trio only have a couple of EPs under their belt, but they have demonstrated a unique style that has developed in a very short time. So who's to say what they'll sound like once they finally get round to giving us a full-length album? What we've been shown so far is taut post-punk that swings wildly from Venom to Vulnerability and back again. This next song is from their acclaimed England EP, and it's basically the soundtrack to a panic attack. This is Surf's Up.
Good morning, and I've had many small grand developments, like a massive hour spent talking about myself, a hugely successful conversation with a stranger, giving just enough of myself away, and asking obvious questions, making jokes like, oh, I wish I was dead, I wish I was dead, or at least in someone else's head. We all love to laugh, but everyone keeps laughing at me, everyone keeps laughing at me. Just you can have my life, oh, my entire life. Exactly how much of it it is that you would like, and if you like. Oh, friendship never need die. I can give you my evening and my feeling of needing and my being truly needed. If only you'd stop laughing at me. And by the middle of the meal, I was pretty scared. I wasn't there anymore. If people will believe anything when you phrase it right, then why do I find myself so hard to believe? And welcome in another morning with a clear head and the motivation to do good works. I would like to do some work. This morning's fine, but it isn't mine. This morning's fine, but it isn't mine.
Elephant Tree is one of those bands that I'm always going to wonder why they aren't bigger than they are. Musically, they easily stand alongside the greats of stoner and doom metal, and yeah, I probably even prefer them to Mastodon. I'm sorry. This is largely due to one album, their self-titled sophomore effort from 2016, and all three of their albums so far are glorious. And I realize I need to hurry up and get to the song because now you're angry about Mastodon, but I do need to throw in one more little note. As well as being a great stoner slash doom metal band, Elephant Tree have woven in psychedelic and progressive metal perfectly into their music, especially into that one album.
Archie Marshall is easily one of the most seasoned performers on tonight's show. In fact, since this 28-year-old released his first EP at just 16, he should technically have been disqualified from selection. But thanks to his tireless work under his many pseudonyms, most famous of which being King Krul, which is a mere 9 years old, I'm willing to bend the rules a little bit. It's true that in 2013, at age 19, Marshall released his debut King Krul record, 6 Feet Beneath the Moon, to critical acclaim. I really do try not to envy those younger than me too much, but Marshall makes that really hard. A whirlwind of bar blues, punk jazz, alt-rock, and wonky hip-hop, King Krul has always been hard to define, and, admittedly, somewhat of an acquired taste. His peculiar brand of low-life gutter poetry scratches a very particular itch, and it's nice to see the younger generation harken back to a lost age of barfly balladeers, wise and wizened beyond their years. From 2017's The Ooze, this is King Krul with Half Man, Half Shark.
Empty, even when we're toe to toe. I suppose
was around the time that I added Black Peaks to this episode that I realized that British rock bands really like putting the word black into their names. I guess it makes them edgy. Black Peaks, though, is really nothing like Black Midi or Black Country New Road. Where those two bands are much more experimental, Black Peaks was not. Sure, they had some prog and math rock in here, but really they were just a hard and heavy metal band. And I'm not saying this lack of uniqueness is a bad thing. Far from it. Until their unfortunate breakup in 2021, Black Peaks were proving that there was nothing wrong with keeping things much more straightforward. And at times I've seen them compared to Dillinger Escape Plan as well, which is pretty great company to keep. This is Can't Sleep.
sometimes in order to understand something happening in the present, you have to take a step back and look what preceded it. And all this talk about young weird bands in the UK makes me wonder what sort of weird music was coming out just a few years prior that set the bar so high. South London's Fat White Family are easily one of the longest tenured groups on this episode, but I wanted to include them because they provide some much needed context for everything else we've played. Not only have members of the band been directly involved with multiple other groups we've already covered, but plenty of these youngins have clearly taken cues from their sound. Specifically, the vocal stylings of Leah Saudi. His quavering histrionic sound is practically in the DNA of bands like Black Midi, Famous, and HMLTD. While Fat White Family are still active in the year 2022, I want to go back to where it all started, because I adore this song and it's far too good to overlook. From Champagne Holocaust, this is Heaven on Earth. That's going to do us for another week. Thank you once again for tuning in to the Outer Limit Frequency. If you enjoy what we do here, feel free to look us up on your streaming service of choice. We are likely to be there, and that's all thanks to the good people at Access Media.
And since you're coming back next week, join us as we take a look at some of the great music documentaries. Or, like, music from them. We're not going to... Yeah. Okay, we'll see you then.
Yeah, this is the problem with just audio. It really messes us up.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.